the load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. That good ship and true was a bone to be chewed when the gales of November came early.
And I tell you, those are some cold gales.
This is a long song, if I remember right.
Tell the whole story.
It goes on for 8 or 9 minutes.
And I just have to say, if Rosie would memorize the words, the lyrics to songs, he would have known that it wasn't Ella Fitzgerald, it was the Edmund Fitzgerald. He'll always go, what's those words again?
Yeah, what's those words again? Well, Jennifer was talking about the scale of things that you see in port cities. We recently returned from a trip to Duluth and Minneapolis. I mean, just the scale, the Flour Mill Museum in Minneapolis, there on the river, and the amount of grain it took to feed that mill and the amount of flour that was produced. And the Betty Crocker story, and the how many original Betty Crocker cookbooks did you buy in the store?
I just bought the one
there?
My mom had. It was one of the original ones from 1950, but I don't know if you knew, Betty Crocker was not a real person. The owner of the flour company started giving advice to cooks via mail, and he knew that nobody would take his advice if he knew it was him, it was a man. So he created this character, Betty Crocker, and that's where Betty Crocker came from.
There's another story like that on Aunt Jemima's syrup.
Oh, interesting.
I don't remember it exactly, but she was a real person, but it was not her syrup. They just thought it would sell better.
Oh, with her name?
With coming from, and I think it's something like her grandkids now are trying to get money, because they felt like she never got what she deserved. It sounded like somebody was just looking for a cheap cash out.
The power of marketing.
The power of marketing. Well, we didn't get a lot of caller participation this hour, and I invited y'all to call and tell us what your coldest holiday memories are. I guess we just have to wait a little. Are the winter visitors not here yet, or are they just not up?
Well, listening last week, I listened from home.
Yeah.
When we had our recorded. 4 hours is fast in studio. I mean, we get done with the broadcast, we're like, wow, where did the time go? Or could we believe we were already done? At home, 4 hours is a long time.
it's your whole Saturday morning,
oh,
right?
Oh, man. And I didn't catch it all. I mean, there's parts in and out. And I mean, I know no one, very few people listen, catch all 4 hours.
Well, they're going to want to today because it's a jam-packed show. We've got John J. Harper in studio now. He'll be in here in the 8 o'clock hour to talk about landscape and gardening. Any question you might have about trimming, edging, fertilizing, watering. Yeah, some of that stuff still has to get done down here in the valley, and as well as in the Tucson area, everything below the Mogollon Rim. Those of you north of the rim, you can just relax and listen to all the things the people down here have to get done in their landscape and garden. And then what are we going to start the landscape show with on the tip of the week? What's our tip of the week? Is it going to tie into our frost protection topic that we're going to talk about at 10 o'clock?
Probably a little bit of frost protection, probably a little bit of color prep. This is the rose time of the year.
Oh, yes, it is a rose time of year. I was talking to somebody in Minneapolis about what we do and the fact that we're coming home and we're going to be doing a show about frost protection. He looked at me and says, y'all don't have any frost in Phoenix. Mm-hmm. And that's really a great falsehood that a lot of people come here with. We probably have more frost damage in Phoenix than they do in Flagstaff, because it's that up there.
They expect it.
You expect it. You're prepared for it. Like just this year, I converted my garage from an evap cooler to a mini split air conditioning system. Well, I forgot to go up and turn the water off to the evap cooler, and lo and behold, that first freeze. Sure enough, the line to the evap cooler froze, and
that's what that water was.
That's one of the things I got to get up and fix now that we're back home.
Well, and now that the bowl games are almost over.
You remember the winter of, I'm going to say it was 7 or 8, maybe 9, but it was when construction really took a dive. Well, that frost kept plumbers in business for at least another 2 or 3 months because of all the attic lines that had cracked,
vacuum,
my well pump
vacuum breakers
cracked. I mean, there was leaking pipes all over
And that's more than a frost, right? That's a freeze.
That's a good freeze. I can remember driving through Tucson. Oh, I think it was February. It may have been 08 or 09, but I mean, there were water fountains going all up and down the streets because all the vacuum breakers for all the landscape systems throughout the city, metropolitan area, were busted. We stayed at the motel in Douglas that has an outdoor fountain, and it was completely froze. It looked like a wedding cake, completely froze in place. So we have to deal with frost. We want to talk a little bit about how to protect your home from frost or freeze damage. We'll be doing that in the 10 o'clock hour. The 9 o'clock hour, we're going to be talking about kind of some New Year resolutions to help organize yourself and your home for tackling various projects through the course of the year.
Yeah, and also taking your calls. And text.
We'll always be taking your calls at 1-888-767-4348, Saturday morning, 7 to 11. Your Arizona Saturday tradition for 28 years. 28 years.
Good job.
Yeah, I'm especially appreciative of the listeners that have opted to tune in and let us try and educate them to keep them from making mistakes. That's one of the other things I wanted to cover in your resolution section of the 9 o'clock hour. I wanted to talk about the 10 things homeowners do most often that they do wrong and get people to quit making these same mistakes over and over and over again, hopefully with the intent of keeping your home properly maintained and kept up so that when it's time for you to enjoy the great outdoors of Arizona, you can get out there and enjoy it, maybe even by winning an Arizona Rosie on the House staycation. So all of that and more, we do it every single Saturday morning for 4 hours with the one purpose of trying to accomplish the status of becoming every Arizona homeowner's best friend. We want to know that we're providing you the kind of information that you can depend and rely and trust on as it relates to your house, home, castle, cabin, and garden.
Pick up this Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement Column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.